Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday. Oh, boy. 13th of January. The 13th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Mr. Tony Smithers.
Good afternoon, Brian.
How you doing?
Fantastically, thank you.
Good. We'll find out how come and some of the things that are on the top of his mind, which, you know, we've never talked about this kind of stuff before, so... Was this the topic for today?
If you like, I like.
All righty. Well, we'll talk about it. It might be a challenging headline. So we'll play to it, and we'll even share it when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 313. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. But before we do our quote this afternoon, let's see if we can find a quote here that is worthy of Tony.
Oh.
You like that?
That's asking a lot.
Okay. Here we go. A sign in an auto repair shop.
All right.
Okay.
By the way, my truck's in the shop right now, so.
Well, hey, quote. This may be closer to the truth than what we want to admit on air. Quote, he who looketh upon a woman loseth a fender. But hey, thanks for the share. Yeah, we won't even ask a follow-up question. The obvious one that's sitting there in front of us.
We specialize in those.
Oil change, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. One of the things that we've talked about over the years about marketing and targeting and demographics, there are two areas that I'm aware of that seem to pop up on almost every one, but doesn't really seem to be a factor for us. Size of county. I've seen that for decades. Big, small, medium, and micro counties based on population.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there more susceptibility to the message in a large, heavily populated county or one that's more rural on a cost per thousand basis, of course. And the other is ethnicity. Just because we don't, you know, that doesn't factor in an awful lot to our day-to-day. I mean, if you were trying to target Chinese, okay, well, that was kind of easy to do. You know, we can find...
We'd go to China and talk to them.
Well, or Chinese folks in Humboldt County. Wouldn't take that much, you know, and so response would be rather limited. That's why it doesn't factor in too much. Okay, fine. Or cost per lead might be very expensive because there's not many and you'd have to do a lot of search. Okay. When you look at the marketing of the region, the county, do either of those come into play? Are you looking at concentrated population centers? Are you looking at certain ethnic profiles? Does it matter, or has it mattered in the past?
Well, in the past, it hasn't mattered. Our marketing has always been so focused on drive market, on distance to market. You know, those people who can jump in the car and hopefully get here for a weekend getaway, which basically means Bay Area, Sacramento, Southern Oregon. That's where 90% of the effort's been put into. And we figured that if someone there wants to come, we don't care what, you know, how they tie their shoes.
Bring your money. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah.
But as things have changed over the years, you know, of course, budgets have all been challenged. They're more challenged now than ever. And as new media have come into play and probably more sophisticated consumers out there, then I would say, yes, we absolutely have to start taking some of these other factors into consideration.
So let's play out the population concentration. Sonoma County versus Marin County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one's a little bit closer, obviously, than the other. One's a little bit more, has higher discretionary dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. Okay. Both are within that travel distance time. Okay. Does one rank higher for you or more desirable for you just based on the population within those two counties?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes. Sonoma County is a much more fertile ground for us than Marin County. I saw a study a number of years ago about what were the top sources of visitors for Humboldt County. This was based upon analysis of hotel guest registries. We just mined the zip codes. This was a HSU student project. And it turns out that Marin County was one of the lowest penetration sources of visitors for us of all. So we did some digging to look into it. And it's interesting, but it turns out the folks in Marin County really feel that, you know, for what they need to travel for, they don't think they're going to find it in Humboldt County. They even think they have redwoods, even though we scoff at the redwoods, but they have. But
sure, they've got the Redwood Highway, you know.
They got Muir Woods and yada yada. But Marin County is very high income, so they don't even have the venues to present ourselves like at Sonoma does. I customarily go and exhibit at the Sonoma Home and Garden Show and talk to people, and they go, "Yeah, redwoods, yeah, you know." There's nothing like that in Marin that I'm aware of. So,
right. So you'd have to do more traditional marketing rather than 101 marketing.
And traditional marketing is more and more questionable.
Or you hang out in Sausalito, you know, at some of the art fairs and some of that kind of stuff, but you'd be kind of intruding.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not why people would be.
They would look at me askance.
Yeah, but you can hang out at the yacht club then.
This is true.
Yeah. So there is a saving grace for you in that. That is kind of intriguing for me, more of a classroom laboratory intrigue on this one, because typically you would think, okay, if you had a county that was an hour further away than another, that's not going to make too much difference. You got discretionary disposable income versus a little bit less income. You've got smaller household population size because of older and some of the other demographics that Marin County is known for versus Sonoma County and the demographics that it's known for. You wouldn't think there'd be that significant a difference, with the higher income county being the one that really would be the high target because they could either stay longer or spend more money when they got here.
Right. And I'm sure there's plenty of great prospects in Marin County, but not to the extent that we want to focus on them in particular.
KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. What'd you say, Damien? If you want the sun, go out and see it in the next day or two. And it's going to, I'm just looking over your shoulder there, and it looks, We probably ought to pop the convertible top off the studio right now.
No.
Probably flash freeze.
While you can.
Yeah. We're back with Tony Smithers. Tony, when you're talking about the marketing of our area, we've talked over the years about German. Yeah, the Germans come in. Does anybody sprechen Sie Deutsch? Okay, fine. And a couple outlets do, and they get their unfair share of that market. I know when Angie and I were in Anchorage, one of the big deals in Juneau was Japanese. Do you speak Japanese? Do you have your materials in Japanese? So when the international traveler, many of them coming from Tokyo, and it's quicker to go to Anchorage than it is to L.A., and then come down into Seattle. Do you have anybody on staff who speaks Japanese? Do you have any of your materials in Japanese? I would think that if you hit a home run with some of the minority populations, or majority populations, I don't know, the different ethnic slices that you haven't gone after, I don't think anybody would be in a position to be able to really handle it. To capitalize on it.
It depends on where you're talking, international market or domestic.
Take your pick. Let's say non-English is a primary language market.
Sure.
It can be, you know, take your pick then. You can fill it all in. I don't think anybody here, because we've had people hesitant to get on our Spanish station for various reasons. Well, I mean, that's as low-hanging fruit as you can possibly get. Now, for bringing in other folks also, and if they have resistance to the radio station, what are they going to think all of a sudden they start getting in, take your pick? They couldn't react to it. I know it sounds very parochial, but I don't think our guys in our area would be able to handle it.
No, you're true. In fact, of course, one of the, as an example, one of the markets that's got everyone excited right now is China. Their middle class is bigger than our entire population, and they're really starting to, there's a lot of pent-up demand for travel. Yeah, okay, they're going to be exploring the world. And we realize that there's no way we could possibly serve them right now.
The kids at St. Bernard's, they have two or three restaurants that speak Chinese, one of the dialects.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I mean, we've had a couple of them as exchange students.
Well, and we learned last year when we had that delegation from Guangdong province come.
Yeah.
And they wanted a certain kind of rice porridge for their breakfast. They needed to have slippers in their hotel room,
which is normal.
Yes.
Yeah.
They really wanted to see their national flag on display in the lobby. I mean, these were all things which we found out when we were putting that trip together. But, you know, everyone would have to get on that page.
Yeah, we had a bit of a stunner when Martin, the first of a number of Chinese exchange students, stayed with us. We were talking about rice. Jasmine rice is what we'll get. I said, so what's the difference between, can you tell? Oh, yeah. Okay, so that palate is trained far differently than ours. So even something as basic as rice.
Yeah, but we know our fast food. We know the difference between.
Yeah. Well, and even the fast food in China is different. I mean, number one is Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Good Lord.
try to find a KFC in town.
Well, yeah. So,
et cetera. So there are challenges, certainly, in going out after certain populations, whether it's the international or domestic,
right?
Ethnic populations,
right? And then the issue that I would like to talk about, and what we're all thinking about, is this data which is coming out now, which says that for outdoor activities, outdoor recreation, hiking, biking, fishing, all this stuff, that's kind of the core of what our product is. These are basically not being taken up and adopted by ethnic groups, or we don't use the term minority anymore. It's not even relevant. But non-white folks don't do these activities as much as lily whites like myself. And that's, if you look outside, that's who we're attracting. So we're basically attracting our market from the small end of the market pool out there. And is that right? Shouldn't we be looking at all the rest of the folks who we could be,
that becomes a question then. Do you go after what you've been successful with and recognizing now you have a cross reference to that element? Or do you say, wait a minute, look at this whole big untapped market that's there, and what's their profile? And do they pencil out to be an attractive demographic also? Mm-hmm. Regardless of whether or not you can handle them when they come to town,
sure.
First, let's identify if that's a group that you're going to invite. Have you blown this one past anybody?
No.
Oh,
we have.
I'm in the hamster wheel today.
Yes, you, as you often are.
Struggling mightily, I might add.
I would say more guinea pig than hamster, but anyway.
Yeah, okay, the wheel's spinning pretty quickly. Yeah, because it really is kind of an intriguing concept, because a lot of folks don't. In our area, don't think about the ethnic cross profile.
No, they don't.
When you're looking, and maybe we should.
Well, considering that we're 90% of what we have to offer is our outdoor beauty. Yes, we got restaurants and museums and all that good stuff, but the reason why people come here are those big red trees.
KINS with really fat, thick bark. It's 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mr. Tony Smithers from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tony, so as you're looking at this new information that you got with marketing, that pretty much says that it's white folks
mm-hmm.
that are going to be the primary user of the outdoors, at least as defined by today. Do you really want to extol the virtues to a non-user group to try to convert them to user group? Or do you kind of fish where the fish are running, so to speak?
Well,
you know, you don't buy that hip-hop station it's probably not going to give you that ROI that you're looking for.
And the fact is, we do have to look at that bottom line. I would say that if we were scraping the bottom of the barrel,
you mean a really big, deep barrel?
Yeah, with the prime market that we do have now, which is Bay Area white people, apparently. If we had what we call good penetration on that market, and we're looking elsewhere, then I'd say yes, we would probably be looking at the hip hop station. But the fact is, more recent data shows that we only have about 25% users amongst that population. So we have a lot of work to do right there.
What about the age demographics? I mean, I know we can start crossing and cutting and chewing and narrowing and narrowing and narrowing, and that's part of what you want to do, but at some point it also becomes counterproductive. What about the age demographics? Simple, easy, empty nest or full nest? Is there a significant difference between those two groups?
Not really. They both have different patterns or travel patterns and needs, which we can appeal to. But the age issue that we've also struggled with is the more of the generational thing. You know, the millennials, for instance,
versus boomers,
or Gen Xers. Now, the millennials, everyone tells us, are glued to their cell phone, their smartphone.
They're all moving into San Francisco.
They're moving to San Francisco or Portland.
Right.
They love nightlife.
And sushi.
And so, and are they getting out?
We're stereotyping.
But are they getting out into the woods? Are they kayaking and fishing and mountain biking? Well, some must be, but...
Right, but the techno-groovy crowd wouldn't tend to be getting away from techno stuff.
So that's a concern for us too. I mean, is our market basically, we got another 15 years of boomers that we can live fat on, and thank goodness I'll be able to retire about them. But so it'd be somebody else's problem. But seriously, down the road, what is the future user of the Redwoods going to be looking like?
Well, that's what I was kind of getting to with boomers now. What are we, 64? So that would be 51 years and older,
mm-hmm.
well, until World War II, and there's not too many of those folks that are still around. It's certainly, the appeal is different, because that user group is different. Now, we may still be stupid and think that we can do what we used to be able to do 10 years ago. So you can show, the canoes going down the Class 4 rapids mm-hmm. and things like that. But realistically, we want to enjoy every day, not have to recuperate 3 days for the one day that we're outside.
Right.
So the message to the boomer must be different than to the millennial or to the echo boomer or to Gen X. It has to be, because they consume the product differently.
They do, and it's a lot of it has to do with expectations. I think we've talked before about the idea of selling the fantasy. You know, what is your fantasy of the outdoors, and how can we slip into that?
Starts with crickets and nobody else around.
Well, that we have.
Yeah.
No, but you're right. Different groups use that same piece of territory radically differently. Whether some want just to drive through it and stop and ooh and aah and then drive on.
See the vistas,
and yeah. they think they've had a connection with nature,
and for them they have
exactly.
Versus the mountain biker that wants to go out and scrape knees or just a sign that you went outside today,
right? Or someone like me, I want to get off the beaten path and go 10 miles on a hike and not see anybody. But everyone's different that way.
So as you try to put together a cohesive message. Can it be done?
Well, interestingly, we also work with the Lodging Alliance, and they've just hired with us an agency, and who are working hard on crafting that idea, that message, and there's some exciting thought processes happening on about coming up with a branding message which is universal, that allows everyone to insert what their own little fantasy is into that idea that we're projecting. So
with the same level of response,
well,
across the board
as our traditional response, or
obviously that, you don't want to backpedal and get less response, but I was thinking more of with the baby boomers or the, and I guess the World War II generation also would still be, what would they be, 30, yeah, okay, 70s, the 70-year-olds,
sure,
would certainly be in that equation. With the same level of response from that group versus that 20 or 30-year-old, or are you also weighting the response? So a boomer is worth two millennials in a real rudimentary fashion.
Well, I would agree that a boomer is worth, in terms of the length of stay and the amount of money they spend in your destination, that's pretty well established. So all this is being calculated by bigger minds than I have.
So the empty nester, white, boomer from Sonoma County?
Is still a target.
That kind of hits your profile who you are looking for.
He reads Sunset Magazine. We've been talking to him for years.
But there's reading Sunset Magazine from the Barca Lounger in the study.
Where are you going with this? As opposed to reading it online? Or
no, rather than going outside and getting engaged in the woods in their neighborhood or the vineyards in their neighborhood or going out to the ocean on the Sonoma coast.
I think no matter what, demographic or psychographic, profile you're looking at, what your customer is, in any group like that, there's going to be a percentage of thinkers and readers and planners, and there's going to be the doers. And we're always trying to get the doers who will get up off the Barca Lounger and get out and do it.
So does a sunset, does a sunset reader have the same get up and go, working phrase, as fly fisherman or horseback rider?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Or kayak quarterly consumer.
We definitely recognize that our outreach to niche, what we call niche groups, is probably our best return on our marketing dollar. A, because they have a built-in media. They have their own websites and publications and almost, underground communications.
You're rifle shooting them.
Definitely.
Instead of a shotgun. Yeah.
But B, we're able to tailor a message that is so targeted to what their interest is, what turns them on. If this person is a whitewater kayaker, then we can say, we've got whitewater up the Forks of Salmon that'll just blow your mind, And same thing for all the other groups you might want to mention.
But in targeting that group, do you miss the broad message? The larger group.
Well, you got to do both. We have to have a sort of a general sort of background noise about we're the Redwoods, and we're Humboldt County, and we were different up here, and yada yada. But at the same time, we need to talk to, you know, you pick it. You know, one of the big ones right now is motorcycle tourists. They're really getting hot.
The guys and gals that go on 2-3 day cruises.
Yeah, or even, you know, on and off road types, multi sport types. We got
The dirt bikers too?
Well, multi sport. It's a little different. There was a great article just last month about taking the Lost Coast Usel Road up into Shelter Cove. And
a what?
Yeah, people do this.
Are these the ones that are driving the tripods, the three-wheel motorcycles?
No, these roads would chew those up and spit them out.
Okay, so these are the off-road folks.
Yeah, okay. Kind of. Or is it out in Willow Creek where we get the cafe racers who come up in their swarms in the summer? Or is it the people on the Harley cruising the Avenue Giants? You know, there's all these different, you know, profiles within that market.
Yeah, the motorcycle guys.
You got to slice and dice that, you know, get really targeted.
KINS, News and Information Times 345. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. We're back for the final minute of the show with Tony Smithers. So, Tony, with this information, you know, it's what's the line that one of our buddies uses? To know and not to do is not to know.
You're right.
Education without action is entertainment. So you got the information.
Well, and are we going to do anything? Well, I think it's being aware of it is one of the first steps. If only to confirm that we're going to keep on the course that we're on but have good reasons for doing that.
Yeah, it could be just another supporting argument for doing what you're doing.
Right. And, you know, the other thing that I keep thinking about is that the step beyond what our core market is, our Bay Area, apparently rich white guy, it seems to be the international traveler is the one that has the great return on investment for us.
Who are still hitting the same profile.
Same profile, but they're going to come longer and stay and spend more.
Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure.
We've been Talking Shop with Tony Smithers. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.